Ko moiawa tamanui, France and tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. Māori Party President John Tamihere says Labour will gain nothing if its candidate Pēni Henare prevails in the Tāmaki Makaurau recount. The recount started at 9 a.m. under the watch of a district court judge and is expected to last several days. Mr Henare lost by 4 votes to Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Tash Kemp after special votes were counted.
Labour adds nothing if it wins Tāmaki Makaurau. What it does is it takes another Māori out of the house, and that's Tash Kemp, because Pēni was already in on the list and it's not going to change their list at all.
John Tamihere says as the Māori Party's scrutineers for the recount include a Māori administrative lawyer and a Māori accountant. Also, the first Māori Deputy Dean for Auckland University's Faculty of Medical and Health Sciences says she will maintain her general practice clinic at Papakura Marae Clinic to help keep her grounded. Associate Professor Matire Harwood says it's a separate role to that of her friend and colleague Dr. Paparangi Reid, the Tūmaki and Deputy Dean Māori at the Medical School's Māori Health Department, Te Kupinga Hauora Māori. She will have a more general governance role for all students and colleagues, as well as being a part-time GP.
I find it incredibly grounding, and the mahi I do there informs the way that I teach medical students and the way that I do the research and the research projects I'm involved with. So they'll let me carry on being a GP here at Papakura, which I love.
Dr. Harwood says some of her students and colleagues could also benefit from hands-on experience at the clinic. On other news, Te Runanga o Toa Rangatira's General Manager of Property Acquisition and Operations, Lewis England, has won the Becca Young Achiever Award at this year's Property People Awards. Judges said Mr. England was a driven and aspiring Māori leader and property professional who is passionate about property profession, Māori whenua and economic development. Ngāti Toa has been finding innovative ways to use the deferred selection process in its historic treaty settlement, including buying the land and the land of 40 public schools across the Parirua and Wellington regions for perpetual lease back to the Ministry of Education. And lastly, a former Navy diver says children need swimming lessons, especially those in rural communities. It's Swim Safe Week, and Water Safety New Zealand Swim Safe Ambassador Rob Hewitt says he grew up swimming in the local creek, but that's not an option now for many rural kids. The whole community, including iwi, need to find solutions so tamariki are better prepared for what can happen to them in the water.
So the reality is, for a lot of our whānau, swimming lessons is hard to reach. I do believe you're right, that the iwi do have a responsibility to make sure that they look after the tapu whāro of our tamariki mokopuna.
Rob Hewitt says 94 New Zealanders died in the water last year, and this year it's looking like the total will be over 100. And that's your Wātea English News.